AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's unleashed its largest wave of airstrikes across Lebanon since agreeing to a ceasefire with Hezbollah. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 11 killed. The strikes came after Hezbollah fired what it called warning shots over what it says have been Israeli truce violations. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says some strikes were to be expected.
You're talking about a war that's been raging now for actually many years, if you think about it, certainly since October 7th.
The Pentagon's preparing to send another $725 million in military assistance to Ukraine, unclear whether it's to include the coveted longer-range ATACMS. Meantime, Karen Shamras reports German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has made a visit to Kyiv.
As he stepped off a train in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Chancellor Scholz was greeted by a delegation of Ukrainian officials. The visit comes just weeks after he was criticized by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for having a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Their call came at a time of widespread speculation about what the new administration of President-elect Donald Trump will mean for Ukraine. Scholz said, "Ukraine can rely on Germany. We say what we do and we do what we say." I'm Karen Shamas.
President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter, the talk of Washington today, Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville.
If it was my son, I'd pardon him too. But here's what I didn't like. Don't lie to us. Don't tell us you're not going to do it and then do it. That's not what a president should be like.
Mark Garagos is Hunter Biden's attorney.
There's no way that the Trump prosecutions could be dismissed by a special counsel and that you could with a straight face argue that Hunter should be prosecuted.
President-elect Trump says he'll attend the reopening celebration for Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris this weekend. It'll be his first foreign trip since the election. The cathedral was devastated by fire in 2019. And it's still snowing around the Great Lakes. Lake effect warnings through tomorrow night for Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania. This is AP News. The White House decorated for the holidays.
For Joe and for me, these are the final holidays at the White House.
The First Lady's farewell theme.
A season of peace and light.
And they'll be on display for the thousands who'll get to tour the Executive Mansion in coming weeks.
Here in the East Room, a reflective canopy wraps us in a peaceful snowfall.
To the Green Room.
A rainbow of glass ornaments fills the room with a burst of color and light.
And then the Blue Room.
You can't help but smile when you see that tree.
The official White House tree, surrounded by an amusement park-style carousel.
Don't you feel like you're a kid again.
The First Lady invited National Guard families to be the first seeing the decor, including some 83 Christmas trees. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.